first surprise is that we stand in the shoes of Jesus. We impersonate him. We act as if we are Jesus when we pray. The second thing that strikes me is that when we stand in the shoes of Jesus, Jesus gets us to act as if we are identified with him. He says, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. They aren't our concerns, they are God's concerns. They have to do with the mission of Jesus. And then most remarkably, in the second part of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus identifies himself with us. Give us our daily bread. He has no need to pray for daily bread, but he prays as if our need for daily bread is his. He prays as if our sins are his. He prays as if our temptation is his temptation, and our battle with the evil one is his battle. He doesn't say, pray like this. He says, pray this. His prayer is given to us as a gift, and that's what makes it astonishing and remarkable.